Brass Tats, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Brass Tats.
Hello.
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I think that's no. I didn't really call before very initially. It has been said that Barbados produces the best CMM cotton in the world. And I have also been talking about the many gains, financial gains from it. My question, therefore, is why then are the cotton workers not being better paid? That's my question, because if you
could,
have...
Could you repeat that? I missed that. Yeah. Could you repeat it?
My question is, if we're gaining very well financially from the production of CNN cotton, this is said it's the best in the world, it's in high demand, and a lot of expensive clothing are made from it. My question is, why then are the cotton pickers not better paid? They are being
because West Indies, CNN cotton has a long and checkered and controversial history. It has that reputation of being among the best in the world. It used to be grown in several other islands besides Barbados, Antigua, and elsewhere. But the benefits come from those who mill the cotton, not who grow it and who pick it, right? Not at the primary stage where we start the process, but who buys it, who processes it, who mills it, who then makes it into clothing of various types, fashionable clothing, high-end clothing, and they make lots of money from it because of the quality of it. But the thing is that...
Yeah, but my question is, if it wasn't planted, if it wasn't picked, those who process it won't have anything to process. That's my point.
But let me give you a bit of the history. I know when I was in government, I remember we haven't had to deal with this issue. It's an issue that has, when I was growing up, cotton was a big thing. You ever heard about a cotton factory? The cotton factory used to be at the corner of Warren Street. It is near where the Supreme Court now is, at that corner. I think where the Clico building is, that was all part of the cotton factory compound, I think.
Yeah, I remember it, yeah.
And so there was a thriving cotton industry, right? But over the years, there's been a disputes over it. From what I recall, part of the problem is that we did not patent. There's some patent that has been taken in by the Japanese, who own certain rights that we don't have any rights to. You understand? So therefore, mm-hmm. that has precluded us from doing certain things with the process. That is a long time. So maybe the situation has changed, and maybe somebody can come and give us an up-to-date position on CNN cotton. But we are in a position because of the tardiness and not patenting the registering the name or the patent. There was an intellectual property process that we did not go through. We lost out to the Japanese. And the Japanese, I think, for right now, control West Indies CNN cotton production. Not production, what they buy it or what is done with it. So maybe somebody from the Ministry of Agriculture and Government give us an update on it. But I agree, picking cotton has never been easy or well paid in any part of the world, not even in slavery times.
But there's another concern.
It wouldn't be paid for in slavery. because slaves were not paid. So it goes right back to slavery.
There's another concern that I have, and there's relation to all fishermen and catching fish in Trinidad waters. I've been to Trinidad 17 times. Trinidadians used to use the flying fish as bait. One of our leaders, I won't say who, found it possible to send people from Barbados to Trinidad to show them how to process flying fish.
I think it was the Tobago.
Okay, it's Trinidad and Tobago, though.
But the fly fish is, I think, mostly caught wrong and wrong process around Tobago rather than Trinidad per se.
Right. Our fishermen were arrested, the boats confiscated the catches, and they were fined. Now, as far as I know,
have you heard of any such incidents recently?
No, but I want to tell you, I'm saying, I find it real insulting that you can go into a supermarket in Barbados, pick up a package of flying fish, and set the package in Trinidad and Tobago, not just Tobago, Trinidad and Tobago. I had one such experience because I always look at everything that I buy and don't care how cheap it is. Once I'm making Trinidad and Tobago, I want it. Right? That's my personal protest because we talk about regional unity and all that, but yet we kick about one another. You should forget it. When I saw this man, fish man, I was trying to get through the supermarket. I went through the supermarket like a frisbee. I mean, the only agency that can grant an import license is government, not Ashley Adam, not Cole Williams. Only a government agency can give permission for any such product to come into Barbados. So, you know what I tell me? All politicians.
Caller, I understand what you're saying, but I think you have to be more rational and reasonable. When you say you threw the fly fish about you, that means you probably, some people say you're in need of anger management, and that could have been a very immature act on your part. That's not the way to really show a part.
But
on the other hand, hello?
Yeah, you were saying.
I'm losing you.
You're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that this is an issue that has been going on between Barbados and Trinidad and Tobago for years now. The reason why I have not heard of any recent incidents, so it seems as though an arrangement has come, if not a treaty, at least an understanding, and informal or not or less formal than a treaty arrangement has been worked between Trinidad and Tobago. And it may be the case, therefore they're going with what they have now until they can do better. But right now, I don't think it's something that is really a major. I don't even hear the Bajan fishermen complain about it. All right? But we have to go to that. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Brastats, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
Yes, that's one of my concerns. No, didn't talk about protocols when we had before the lockdown where people had to go and get stuff. For me as a worker, some workers was not capable of getting into supermarkets because they're coming from work from 7 to 4, 7 to 5, depending on how they work. Some it's time to get into town. They cannot get nothing. The supermarket line was so long. And then another concern that I have, the old people should never be in this. Staying up in the line so long in a hot sun. It is not relevant for them. It is total unfair. Then another thing that I'm having, people talk about COVID-19 sicknesses, right? We have to go about where we used to eat before. In terms of fasting the body, eating properly, and cutting off processed food.
What do you mean by eating properly? Explain what you mean by eating properly.
In terms of you have black beans, chia peas, cut out some of the sugars, because when your body are totally alkaline, nothing cannot live in an alkaline body. It cannot, because your body becomes bitter. And these are things that I find even in workplaces. Nobody coming out and giving you a meeting about how to live, how to eat properly, how to exercise. Everything is about rats and dolls and cats. And these are things that I was saying for the longest time.
Yeah, but if I can go back to your original situation where you talk about shopping, if you have a personal problem in that, maybe there's something you can discuss with your employer.
But you know, remember when we leave work, I understand where you're coming from, but when we leave work, sometimes we leave work at 2, so you leave at 4, depending. But I'm looking at, I don't have a problem with me, but I'm looking at older people that are 60, 70, and in a long, long line standing up. And it's not fair on them, because if not for them, Barbados would never be where it is today. Because them is who me at Barbados too. You understand? And they got some people that have no consideration for nobody. Because this is a dog world.
When you are in that in a situation where you see elderly people in the long line standing up in hot sun, what do you do to alleviate this situation?
If I'm in a line, I allow them to come in front. I do it more than once. But you will understand, it's only me. Everybody's not going to do it. Because first thing people are going to say, oh, then they hear everything.
we need to spread that practice and attitude across the society. But furthermore, the older people are being asked not to go out, especially on the lockdown, not to venture out.
I'm so, talking about this. I understand this lockdown, but before the lockdown, it was really hard for a lot of older folks.
Okay. But let's hope.
Because these are things that I am seeing.
Yes, I understand, yeah. All right. Well, all you have to do, where you have relationships with all the folks that are concerned, please encourage them not to go on their own and see if they can get relatives. And I think government has home help, has national assistance board who can, I think there's some program where they can arrange for them to come and get assistance with their groceries or other items that have to be run. All
but
right?
I'm saying, you understand, but I'm just saying also, there's a lot of things that we need to go back to. You got yam, you got dashi, you got lemons, you got zucchini, you got also, there's so much different things out there. But I find for me, for a Bajan and for Bajans like a lot of sugars.
Are you a vegetarian?
Yes, I'm.
You're a vegetarian?
Basically, when I was sick, I had to change everything. And since over 6 years, I was sick, never catch anything because it's a life I had to live. So from my experience, I try to help somebody on the correct way because there's a lot of things the Bible tell you, the herbs is the healing of the land. And this is what we have to go back to. That is the Bible. It's not me that's speaking.
But where vegetarianism is concerned, these are the kind of practices that are being urged on people to adopt now.
But that I'm trying to tell you because I went to get honey yesterday, could not even get it. I went to get agave yesterday, could not even get it. I went to get coconut sugar, could not even get it. And a couple of last year, I could have gone and get them things. So all of a sudden now, people are catching at it. Now, diabetes can be controlled. They have herbs out there that save their life that could control it.
I think what you're saying is that people have caught on to your way of life, the wisdom of eating well, and they're doing it now because it's been urged upon them because of COVID. And maybe let's hope it becomes a habit and everybody's dietary practices improves and we have a healthier and a stronger society. So you keep yourself.
And if something yes, no, that was on the radio, when you say get paid on time, they got some people that working that is not working right now. That it's going to be a difficult situation. I have a girlfriend that lives in. But if I hear and I cook food from my end, I have to find a way to give her something to eat. You understand? So there's a lot of people here that is struggling also.
Maybe this friend can let Rabbi Zero know that certainly people who are familiar with the area should be submitting such names to the authorities for these care packages. I understand there are going to be some 60,000 share practices distributed across Barbados to help people in need. That is a direction in which you can point your friend to so that she has not only dependent on you, but that she has a more sustained source of nutrition, at least over the next 2 weeks and hopefully beyond that.
Okay, but right? I'm glad to hear you. This first time I was on the show. But as I say, I was just hoping that, as you say, people continue, but remember, Beijing to start and stop. And that's what we does. We start
not
something never counting.
People, Bajans are people like people all over the world. Our habits are not different from people all over the world.
Well, I started six years, and I never.
Congrats to you. But you know, a friend of mine telling me that when you read the newspaper with the centenarians, not one ever mentioned that he's a vegetarian.
Okay.
People live 100 and plus.
Well, I can only tell you that I have one, but there's something very personal.
It works for you.
Very personal. All right. There's a girl that was very, 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 very sick, nearly dead. And for me, I researched on my own. I put her together, and I bought, and so far she's cancer-free. You understand?
Excellent.
I know, right now I'm on the verge to day home to boil another set for another girl that have cancer, and I know right from that alone show me that there's a lot of other things can be cured. You just got to know where to go to.
Ma'am, I'm sure that what you're talking about, those plants have their own benefits, but I think in all fairness to your friends, you should also make sure that they also collaborate with the doctors about what they take so there's no clash, there's no damage, and there's no deficiency in their system because of of change. They shouldn't abandon their scientifically proven and medicine and medically administered diet and medication just because of what you are, your well intentioned. I'm sure you know your stuff, or I think you know your stuff, but I think the two should at least be combined. All right. Thank you very much. Brastas, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. No, first things first, right?
Yeah.
Just before you get to my COVID point, right? You see the guy who has a problem with the water around the place settling mosquitoes? Tell him throw a little kerosene or diesel into the water.
Okay.
That will get rid of the mosquitoes.
All right.
Secondly, no. There's a hotline that the government sent out for persons who need food hampers or food, right?
Right.
Now, I am a member of the Multiple Sclerosis Group, one of the members of the Barbers Council with Disabled, right?
Right.
One of my members, right, he lived in a house with another guy who just came to the hospital with a stroke.
Uh-huh.
He can't even walk. But the guy with Multiple Sclerosis, he's got struggle with his chair. And I was calling that hotline from yesterday, 24/7, and has not gotten through as yet to that hotline, because I know you need some assistance. And those persons with Multiple Sclerosis, there are about 30 of them in the group. Out of that 30, about 25 of them in wheelchairs, and to move around to get to supermarkets and things would be difficult. Because I got to wait for the Disabled Society van to come and take the wrong places. And this association couldn't handle all that. And I was calling to ask the hotline there that I got a few food if they could pass on to get some food, especially for that guy that lived with the other guy that had a stroke, to get some food to these persons.
Have you made contact with the Disabilities Association? There's an organization in Barbados that takes care of that. Have you made contact with them to see if they can give you some assistance in putting such an arrangement in place?
Yes. But and, I saw the line. I saw the advertising thing on WhatsApp on all the social media things. So I call it
right
and see if they are going to get some assistance for him.
Yeah, but I would suggest you try both routes. Try the telephone, and if you're not getting through, try going through the Disabilities Association.
Okay.
There's a regular call Rosalind, who calls regularly, and I'm sure if you go to the Disability Association, she should be able to point the way, put contact, not only for short-lived food, but also a proper arrangement so the person can be looked after in the long term better. All right?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Good luck with you, sir. Thanks for calling. Thanks for your concern, and be careful with your COVID behavior.
Yeah, you just got to stay quiet, keep your tail quiet in the house, and do not leave home. I hope Barbadians listen to the Prime Minister. She's doing a very good job, and I want Barbadians to just stay home. And as a guy told me yesterday, we in Barbados has the right vaccine for COVID, but we are not taking it. We're going importing. We don't have to import the vaccine for COVID. It's stay the hell home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Brastax, good morning.
Morning.
Hello, Brastax.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Yeah.
Morning.
Morning, sir.
I'm calling here in connection with something, a trend that I notice is developing more and more. This is at the drive-thru section of the fast food restaurant. Well, a lot of the restaurants, as you know, located in areas that have high volumes of traffic. And what is happening is that people want to go to the drive-thru. And in essence, they block the road. But up to yesterday, I was on Hastings, and I was trying to come out of Lanterns, and I was at the junction to come out from Lanterns Mall, and I was waiting there about 15 minutes, and no traffic moving, so I said there was an accident or something. And then the police was coming in the opposite direction, and they stopped, got out of their vehicle, walked back. I realized when I walked back up to the entrance to the restaurant, the fast food restaurant, there, you're right, I had to tell somebody to move. So I think that, you know, they need to, during peak hours also, they should not allow drive-through restaurants to operate because it is impeding traffic terribly. I mean, it's something that's developing more and more because it seems that, you know, Barbadians don't like to go into the fast food restaurants no more by foot. They like to drive through, which you can't blame them. But at the same time, it's causing a menace. And then they're giving permissions to put the restaurants at all the leading roundabouts and so on in the island. So, you know, it's causing a congestion that needs to be looked at. And I think that's something that ought to be looked at as soon as possible.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Thanks for your observation. And thanks for drawing the attention of various parties. Bob Stats, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm pretty
good.
Okay.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good to hear you.
Yes, sir. What I'm calling about, right, we have some persons with some properties in Barbados, whereas they're either closed down or they're closed off. Now, these properties are nestled in between homes, private homes, where people are living daily. Now, after these properties are closed, the owners just leave them and they don't look back at them, right? Now, I'm talking about a property in Black Rock. On the Black Rock Main Road, on the corner of Brighton. I'm not going to call the name. But this space has been closed for a while. And the bush is growing, there's a climatic tree, it's getting as tall as ever, right? I would like the owners of this property to come and clean it up, the back part of it. Not only clean it up, but remove the rubbish. Okay? Now, these people come to visit the property because they still have merchandise on the property. They take what they want and they leave. Now, I know they could see the state that this, the back of this property is in. Wrestling not only with COVID, we have, there's rats, there's mites, mosquitoes, sparrows, all kind of undesirables, right? Right now, we are spending tons of dollars in rat bait, and we are also losing sprays, all kind of insecticide spray to keep down the mosquitoes, right? We have to be spending money in rat bait, rat stickers to keep out the rats. I'm begging these persons to come and do something about the property, right? Because COVID is not only anymore in Barbados. You have dengue fever, there's leptospirosis has not been eradicated as yet. So I'm begging these persons to come and clean the property and all other property owners. Now, this property is nestled in between homes, you know. They enter the building. Now, they enter this building, and they can see the condition that the yard is in, but they do nothing about it. They come in, they tell what they want, and they leave.
Is it a commercial building?
Yes, it's a commercial building. It's a commercial
building. Was it dealing with the manufacturing of items?
They don't. It has been closed.
Uh-huh.
This place has been closed, but they still have merchandise in the building.
Uh-huh.
And they witness them more on one occasion. They come to the building, they take out what they want, and they leave. And they can see the condition of this property, you know. They can see. But I heard the lady that was talking said it's a dog-eat-dog world. Yes, they were spoken to. And nothing has been done.
But have you spoken to the sanitation service? Have you tried the sanitation service authority or the Ministry of Health or Ministry of the Environment to get some kind, because that property belongs to somebody.
Yes, it belongs somebody's to somebody. Belonging. Yes,
right.
It's somebody belonging.
So one has to be, the Constitution protects you and tells you to have protection of your property, whatever it is, your property. So there has to be a legal way of dealing with these matters. There's these abandoned homes and properties and buildings, except overgrown lots, widespread problem over Barbados for many years. Part of the problem has been that some are not very often able to get to the original owners. But where you're talking about, since the more current situation, and certainly if it is drawn to the attention of the people involved, something should be able to be done about them. So I would suggest you advise Sanitation Service Authority, Ministry of Health, particularly you're talking about mosquitoes and rats and whatnot, and their programs that are ongoing programs in Barbados that are meant to take care of these neighborhood problems. All right. So good luck with that, ma'am, and look after yourself for COVID and beyond.